I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. If you've been watching Lebanon lately, you know how bad it's gotten. Amid the seemingly endless tragedy, there's at least one reason to celebrate. Pierre Husney of Horizons International.
A lot of people are finding hope in Jesus at this time in a completely new way.
Things that Lebanese used to hope in, their bank accounts, the economy, the government, are fading away one by one. Tangible expressions of Christ's love from Horizons and local church partners remain.
We're not even getting close to reaching all the needs of the people, but hand in hand with the churches, we're seeing a huge spiritual impact in concert with that physical aid.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
This is a very, very critical time in Lebanon. We're not sure which direction the country is going to go in.
Translating God's word isn't a cushy office job with regular hours. Every day presents a new challenge for Indonesian Bible translators. Wycliffe USA's Melissa Stillman.
Many of the translation team members have a full-time job. They have family commitments, and they're working to translate scripture. In addition to that, transportation in the area is notoriously difficult.
Most of Indonesia's Kuhin people follow a religion influenced by the spirit world. There are a few Christians like the ones on this translation team, but most believers' faith is nominal at best. Kuhin Christians don't have God's word in their language, so they often mix faith with spiritism. You can help the Kuhin Bible Translation Team change this on Wednesday, April 21st.
Give the Word Wednesday is a one-day digital giving campaign, and Wycliffe hopes to raise $12,500 that day for the Kuhin Translation Project in Indonesia.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR 360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.